a reality that is unfortunately pretty common for people that have been betrayed. They've become someone that they don't like anymore. This can happen in a variety of ways. Because of the betrayal, they can become very suspicious when they used to be very relaxed and easygoing. It can make them very reactive and angry and lash out at their partner when they used to be very gentle. And it can make them be just very sad and depressed when they used to be very happy. And some of these are going to be a natural consequence of what happened. Like, yes, you're probably going to be a slightly more skeptical person after being cheated on. The idea that you can still believe that everybody will always love everyone that they've ever loved and they'll never stab anyone in the back. Like, there's a certain naivety that must be let go of. And call that innocence if you want. Call it delusion. But it's hard to reclaim that. I personally don't think that it's worth reclaiming, but to each their own. If you want to grieve that part of you being gone, that is completely fine. But what about the parts that aren't necessary to hold on to forever, but they've still happened? Things like lashing out at your partner. Some people become extremely vicious. They've decided that they're going to try reconciling, and yet staying with that person and seeing them not do the right steps to make things work. They've just gotten meaner and meaner and meaner. And then one day you kind of look in the mirror at yourself and it's like, when did I become so mean? And on the one hand, it's extremely reasonable why it's happened. But on the other hand, you have to start to ask yourself, at what point will I stop going down this path where staying with this person is turning me into someone that I don't want to be? It's very easy after being cheated on to turn the microscope on the person who cheated on you, and rightfully so. They deserve to be investigated up, down, left, right. But don't get so fixated on them and understanding their behavior and checking to see whether they're doing the right things that you lose complete sight on who you are, who you want to be, and who you're becoming. There is a real possibility that they could become someone who is worth being in a relationship with. But there's also a real possibility that because of what they've done to you and because of how slowly they're getting there, that you'll become someone that you wouldn't want to be. And so don't let the hope of who someone might be turn you into someone that you definitely don't want to be. And this could be interpreted in one of two ways, depending on your situation. For the person who is with someone who is putting in the right steps, but they're still being kind of nasty to them, let this just be a reminder of like, yeah, let them have hell every now and then, but at some point, return to your own love, return to your own kindness. Well, for a second person whose partner isn't putting in the right steps, the question is, how soon can you go to make sure that you don't lose any more of yourself in the process?